skvě, jako.
Apologies for the late arrival. Basically, the Stop the War coalition member, Muslim chaplain and faculty of Northumbria University. Ironically, I begin by the Islamic peace greeting of Salam, which is peace. And you may remember a meeting on Islamophobia as well as the intervention in Iraq a few years ago. I find myself having to approach the same matter again, and history repeats itself as we know it. Recently, the incidents increase on a day-to-day basis, and the news itself changes constantly. I'm not interested in opinions or eloquent speech, but only the truth. And also in light of the recent events, there has been an increase in hate crimes, which show a direct proportional increase from the effects of the war on terror, just as Chris touched on that point too, serving as a background, cause and consequence. There seems to be two forms of justice where Muslims are detained without charge in maximum security prisons, reason for legislating anti-terror policies, and treated like terrorists even in travelling. This shows a lack of equality in what is the element of hypocrisy in democracy, as mentioned earlier also. The response from Paris was deemed to be unwise, where the politicians who rallied, being allies to one another, showed more so a provocative show of support, when a backlash of 50 incidents involving Muslims being attacked occurred in just a single week thereafter, whereas a greater number at the same time of civilians were killed elsewhere in Nigeria, which you may not have, which basically went unheard of. So the price of blood is something that remains unvalued, followed by the chain of attacks in Europe. The lack of media coverage on the murders in Capitol Hill was also a questionable one, receiving inadequate attention in comparison. Muslims are misunderstood, as again, this is all on repeat because of bad profiling, propaganda, and a selective media that's privy to its payers. The missing schoolgirls case even may provide context for the war on terror just to be scaremongering the population. And we know that it has served as an exclusive reason to pursue world hegemonies and invasion in continuing the imperialist wars being a product from the war on terror. And if many are to vote in the upcoming elections, the message to Cameron Obama, NATO allies and so on is to stop bombing, stop droning, stop interfering in other countries just to fulfill own political agendas and parties to it, in what is the main reason of squandering its natural resources in terms of geopolitics. It's to stop sending people to war to fight gains, stop huge shipment of weapons to countries like Syria and Iraq and Saudi to follow pursuit also, stop all illegal foreign occupation and intervention, where proof still remains to be published, allowing the perpetrators respite for a while. So stop aiding also the apartheid of Palestine. From the Quran, 59:14, it can be learned that they will not fight you all except within fortified cities or from behind walls. The violence enmity among themselves is severe. You think that they are together, but their hearts are diverse. That is because they are people who do not reason. And from Amnesty International, the five permanent members of the UN, here again perhaps responsible in the larger politics of our world, Britain, China, France, Russia, being the five permanent members, are constantly abusing their veto in the right to promote their self-interest above the interests of protecting civilians. And they really need to abide by treaty regulations in the international arms trade also as well. So I have a lot of... Alex is trying to wrap me up, but I've just gone like halfway down my page.
Is that okay for now then?
No! No, I don't think justice would be saved unless I had
finished. Just another 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Because we're going to need other people who want to contribute.
So. Exactly, of course. But basically, I think the main message then, again, is the cure is education. So let's be informed of what Islam is and stands for. It means peace and submission to the will of Allah. It is to testify that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger, to worship in obedience, performing just five pillars, the prayers, the taqsakah, the fasting in the month of Ramadan, which is abstinence, also completing Hajj, the holy pilgrimage. And basically the people who are standing against it, I ask you, what is it that you are actually against, even though they may not be here? We have a very sympathetic audience, which we thank. The purpose is basically for violence to be upheld and people to live peacefully therein, where the rights of women, spouses, parents, children, community, brethren, animals, these are all upheld if practiced correctly. So if this is what they are against, then it's, it proves to be against humanity itself. So they may be the real culprits. And with the racism term, which is widespread right now, the term race also includes religion, so it can be described as racism quite blatantly through British law, to I'm sure others as well. And an extract from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was a revered messenger, therefore deserved respectful recognition and not ridicule from the press or any other publishers. But basically, with regards to race in religion, is that all mankind are from Adam and Eve. An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor a non-Arab has any superiority over an Arab. Also, the white has no superiority over a black, nor a black has any superiority over a white. All of you are from Adam, and Adam is made of mud.
Okay, we'll have to stop there. Thank you. I would like to